Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Battery, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. I'm overdue for an oil change.
Yeah, right now we got the Valvoline 5 quarts of SynPower Full Synthetic with the Pure Later Boss Filter for $29.99.
Perfect.
And get a free Junior Motorsports hat by mail when you buy 5 quarts of any Valvoline oil.
Sweet, thanks.
Now at Advance Auto Parts, 5 quarts of Valvoline SynPower Full Synthetic and a filter are just $29.99. Also at participating CarQuest Auto Parts.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
27-7, our final score. Harrison gets the win over Mountain Home tonight. Goblins got the scoring started in the second quarter when Noah Dittmanson hooked up with Colton Shabraw. A 4-yard touchdown pass made it 7-0. That's the way the score was at halftime. The Bombers tied it up in the third quarter. They forced Harrison into a 3-and-out on their first possession. Bombers got the ball, and Isaac McKay capped the drive with a 1-yard touchdown run. Tied the game at 7 at that point. But then Harrison, exactly 1 minute later, scored on a 10-yard pass from Dittmanson to McCormick. And then on the kickoff, they find an area where there was no Bombers around. They punched it down around the 20-yard line. They recovered. Nobody from Mountain Home touched it. They scored a couple plays later. 2 touchdowns in 26 seconds. It was Husky on a 7-yard run. Made it 20-7. And then Dittmanson in the fourth quarter with a 1-yard touchdown run to finish out the scoring. Made it 27-7 as Harrison gets the 20-point victory over Mountain Home here tonight. Brian Maddox still talking with his team on the field right now, and I'm sure there's several messages he wants to get through to his young men tonight, Bob,
well,
after this one.
Several messages. I mean, you know, you make the biggest improvement from game one to game two, and, you know, I'm sure we'll see a different look next week in some sorts. I mean, you can't just give up because it's a long season. You have to take your lumps and learn. And, you know, I think the game boiled down to 2 or 3 plays. One was the kickoff we didn't cover.
Right.
You know, and the third down pass that we gave up early on 3rd and 10. And It was just it's a matter of 3 or 4 plays, but in a close game, 3 or 4 plays can turn it one way or the other. And we lost all of our momentum that we had with that touchdown early in the second, third quarter when we let them take it and score.
Right.
And then once they kicked and recovered it and scored again, you could just see it. It wasn't the same emotion that we had prior to that. So, you know, it's just amazing how a football game can turn on 2 or 3 plays.
It happens in a hurry sometimes, too, as it did tonight. We'll come back, have more here in just a little bit. 27-7, our final score, as Harrison gets the win over Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Tonight, I made a Butterball Turkitarian favorite. Bruce is going to flip.
Honey, dinner's ready.
Whoa, I'm coming. Are we having Butterball smoked sausage?
Ah, love that smokiness. Oh, maybe it's those delicious turkey burgers.
I'm okay. Wait, is that Butterball turkey bacon I smell?
Oh my, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Is it turkey burgers?
Yes.
Is it turkey bacon?
Uh-huh.
Wendy, which is it?
Both.
Yes!
Butterball, the choice of Turkitarian.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
27-7, Harrison gets the win here tonight over the Bombers. Bombers head football coach Brian Maddox has made his way up to us here in the press box. And Brian, a tough one tonight. Just overall, first off, your thoughts on the game.
Well, I mean, first of all, we just played a pretty good football team. I thought they're going to have a chance to do some things, I think, in 5A. And, you know, a lot of good things. We were sloppy in some areas. We missed some assignments blocking up front. But, you know, that's just first game stuff. I was really proud of the kids, the energy they came out with. The defense really, you know, especially in the first half, good angles to the football. We leveraged it really well. We played that bend but don't break pretty well. You know, we weren't putting the football on the ground. Going into halftime, they were kind of jumping in and out of that odd front. You know, they were going from odd front to even front. And so it's hard in the option. You know, you're looking for that bubble. And so at halftime, we kind of got to talking. We looked at our chart and we said, hey, every time we're in twins, they're in the even front. And that really helped us there in the second half. We were able to get the midline going and we went down, we scored. And, you know, the kickoff recovery after that second touchdown really hurt us.
Yes.
We had a couple opportunities, obviously, to get off the field on third down early there in the second quarter and, you know, missed a tackle here or there. We blitzed into a play and just missed a tackle. Or, you know, and those are just things that are going to happen, especially with a quarterback like Dittmanson. He's strong kid, strong runner, hard to bring down. But, you know, the goal line stand there late in the game. The kids probably deep down feel like we're probably not going to win this thing. And they're just still fighting, they're battling. And that's the stuff that you're proud of. And, you know, they're great kids. And, you know, you can win the right way and you can lose the right way. And that's something we're talking about, you know, just still battling. I was so proud of that. But a couple injuries tonight. Worried about those guys.
Blake Bogey and
Peyton Hughes.
Peyton Hughes, yes.
Yes, and, you know, just be thinking about them. They're great kids. And I mean that sincerely. They are first-class kids. You know, I just keep them in your, you know, those of you listening, keep them in your mind. I hate it for them. They're senior year. I've been there myself.
Yep.
So.
You hear coaches, in fact, Bob talked about this earlier, you hear coaches say a team will make their most progress between week one and week two.
Right.
Where do you think that progress has to come?
Well, one is playing four quarters, and you know, I felt like we fatigued. Of course, we've got some kids playing both ways, and that doesn't help. And you saw their depth, I thought, take over late. And, of course, momentum swung their direction as well.
Right.
I know people probably get impatient with, why are you running so much clock and why are you running it so much and why are you letting that play clock run so much? It's because we knew their depth and we were trying to shorten the game the best we could. And, you know, we convert on some third downs and all of a sudden you're in it in the fourth quarter. I mean, it adds up, the number of snaps. And so that's what we're trying to do. We'll get better. That's what I told the kids. You know, when we watch film, you'll see it. We saw it from field level. We are so close in so many areas, you know, just you know, the right angle, the right read here, there, and that's just normal. That's normal for early season stuff. But yes, I'm frustrated. Please don't hear me. You know, we're all disappointed and frustrated. You can't lose to Harrison and not be. So,
yep.
Not trying to, you know, overspin it positive or anything like that. We got work to do, and we know it.
Yep. Well, Brian, tough one tonight, but hey, thanks for coming up. We'll see you next week. Good luck against Nettleton. That's a good ball club over there. We were talking before we got on the air, and they're up 42-0 at halftime on Pocahontas, a good Pocahontas team. That's going to be a tough test next week.
They are. They're very talented. They got a lot of the kids back they had last year. We've got a lot of kids back, and we look down the schedule, and a lot of these teams have a lot of kids back, so. Should be some good matchups as the year goes on, but we got to get healthy too and stay healthy.
That's true. That's a big key. It is tough. All right, Brian. Hey, thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Brian Maddox, head coach of the Bombers. Again, 27-7, our final score. Real quick, some final stats. Sonny Elliott from the Bulletin got these for us. Isaac McKay over 100 yards tonight. He had 116 on 26 carries. Junior Williams 60 yards on 13 carries. Total yards not that far off. Harrison had 232. Mountain Home had 206. Husky with 66 yards leading the way, rushing for the Goblins this evening. So that is going to do it for our broadcast. We are back on the we're on the road, actually, for the first time. Next Friday night, we make the trip to Jonesboro to face Nettleton. We'll be on the air at 5:30. Hope you'll join us then. For Bob Bird and for Matt Sharp, our producer at the station, I'm Brad Hall. We're saying so long from Bomber Stadium.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Moms and dads, listen up. After a long day, making dinner for the family is the last thing on your mind. But DQ and Mountain Home has a plan. Every Sunday and Wednesday starting at 4 p.m., kids 12 and under eat free with the purchase of a regular combo meal. DQ takes the stress out of deciding what to cook, and they save you money. It's a win-win, and it's only available at DQ and Mountain Home Wednesdays and Sunday beginning at 4 p.m. DQ, fan food, not fast food.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as we are coming off the off of Mountain Home losing to Harrison tonight at Bomber Stadium 27-7. Again, Mountain Home will be going to Jonesboro next week to take on the Raiders of Nettleton. By the way, you heard Brad mention earlier they were up on Pocahontas, so we do have a final score on that one. It was Nettleton winning by a score of 42-21. And Pocahontas was expected to be one of the top teams in Class 4A this year. So Nettleton with a big win there. And so Raiders might be a very tough matchup for the Bombers next week. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First in the 6A East again, one final from last night. That was at Centennial Bank Stadium on the campus of Arkansas State University. And it was Jonesboro, who's ranked ninth in the state overall, number two in Class 6A, was a 46-21 winner over the third-ranked team in Class 5A, the Batesville Pioneers. As far as tonight is concerned, Searcy, last we saw, was leading Valley View 35-21 at halftime. Jacksonville was up on Mills 19-7. That was in the second quarter. Have not seen a score on the game between Little Rock Hall and J.A. Fair as of yet. Pine Bluff, who's number three in Class 6A, ended up losing to Cabot tonight. Big surprise there. The Panthers defeated the Zebras 20-12. Marion played the second-ranked team in Class 5A win tonight and gave them all they wanted, the Patriots did, but it was the Yellow Jackets coming out on top 24-20. And West Memphis playing at Forest City this evening. Last score we had, Blue Devils up on the Mustangs by a score of 32-12 in the fourth quarter. On the local level, Yellow Summit at home against Paris tonight. It is the Panthers trailing the Eagles in the fourth quarter, 39-14. Also tonight, Salem was leading Mountain View 7-6. That was the last score we saw from the first quarter. Marshall ended up falling to Hector tonight, 45-14. Have not seen a score in the game between Melbourne and Corning. In the overall top 10 games that we have not yet mentioned, number one, Harbor, playing at Fort Smith Southside. I do believe the Wildcats came away with the victory this evening. Well, actually, the game's not over yet. Well, it's all but over, but it is Harbor leading Southside 48-20. Fayetteville, who is tied for number two in the state, is losing to Blue Springs, Missouri, 17-13 in the fourth quarter. Number four, North Little Rock, is leading Maumelle this evening by a score of 49-14 in the fourth quarter. It is also number five, Greenwood, who is also number one, Class 6A, defeating Fort Smith Northside tonight, who is ranked number 10 in the state, by a score of 34-7. Number six, Bentonville, losing to Kansas City Rockhurst, 28-8, that game in the fourth quarter. Number seven, Pulaski Academy, who is also number one in Class 5A, is beating up on Sand Springs Page, Oklahoma, by a count of 52-14. And number eight, Bentonville West, leading Pryor, Oklahoma. Actually, that game is final. It was Bentonville West defeating Pryor by a score of 49-13. And there is one game in the top 10 tomorrow. It will be the Salt Bowl down at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, as Bryant, who is tied for that number two spot with Fayetteville, they'll take on their biggest rival, Benton, who is ranked number five in Class 6A. Only one game in the Class 6A top five I haven't mentioned yet, as number four, El Dorado, is leading Camden Fairview 19-7 in the fourth quarter. In the Class 5A top five, the only two games that we haven't mentioned in this segment were already finals from earlier this week, both from Tuesday night. Number four, Alma, defeating Van Buren 21-14, and number five, Little Rock Christian, pulling off a big win over the top-ranked team in Class 4A, Warren, by a score of 43-28. Class 4A top five. Again, some of the finals from earlier this week. P. Ridge, who's ranked number three, was a 50-30 winner over UCA on Monday night, and I believe they ended up pulling away from Boonville. They are leading Boonville right now in the fourth quarter, 29-19. Boonville had the lead for much of the, actually for I think the about just about the entire first half, but it looks like P. Ridge has come back and dominated the second half of that game. Number four, Joe T. Robinson defeated Hot Springs Lakeside 40-21. That game was played at War Memorial Stadium Monday night. And on Tuesday, it was number five, Prairie Grove, actually who's tied for five, number five. They defeated Farmington by a score of 36-13. Tonight, number two, Nashville, playing at home against Hope. And see if I can find the score on that one. Yes, last score we had was halftime. It was the Scrappers leading Hope by a score of 26-13. And Stuttgart, who is tied with Prairie Grove for number five, playing at Arkadelphia, and it is the Badgers having their way with the Risebirds tonight, 29-0, Arkadelphia leading Stuttgart. Class 3A top five, two final scores from earlier this week, both on Tuesday. Number one, Prescott defeating Hampton 30-6. That was, again, Tuesday night at Southern Arkansas University down in Magnolia. And also, Charleston defeated Dardanelle 29-23 this past Tuesday. Tonight, Junction City at home against Bearden. Let's see if we can find the score on that. Last score we had was third quarter. Junction City was leading Bearden 26-20. Number four, Harding Academy Ended up defeating Highland tonight by a score of 12-9. So it looks like that was definitely a game of defense. And number five, Rivercrest, playing at home against Paragould tonight. See if I can find the final score on that one here. Well, last score we had was fourth quarter. The Rivercrest was up on the Rams 41-6. And in the Class 2A Top 5, two final scores from earlier this week. Camden Harmony Grove, who's ranked number 3, fell to Smackover 14-6 Tuesday night at SAU. And number 4, Danville, lost to Conway Christian 35-12. That game was Monday night at UCA. Tonight, number 1, Mount Ida, beating up, I believe, on Magazine. That game has gone final. It was Mount Ida defeating the Rattlers 41-6. Number 2, Ryzen, ended up defeating Fordyce by a score of 23-6. And also tonight, number 5, Desark, playing at Bald Knob. And it was the Bulldogs over Desark tonight by a count of 29-14. So that's a look at what else has been going on around the area and the state. And that is going to wrap up tonight's Bombers post-game show. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, Mountain Home falling to Harrison tonight, 27-7. We'll be back with you next week at Nettleton. Mountain Home Bomber football has been brought to you on Classic Hits 101.7 by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, RBS Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Join us again next week for more Mountain Home Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.